Hello.
Hello.
You guys there?
Yep, I'm here, Tina.
Yes,
this is
are.
Cheryl.
Okay,
this is Char.
All right.
Good afternoon and welcome to the very first show of Your Book Garden, a copyrighted show presented by Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. I'm Tina Susetic, your host. Today, my guests are Char Chafin and Cheryl Yeko, authors and editors with Soulmate Publishing, who both happen to be my editors. We'll be discussing their project, The Soulmate Tree. Hi, Char and Cheryl.
Hello, Tina. This is
Hi,
Cheryl.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
This is Char.
Hi. Sorry about the delay.
Not a problem.
I met both Char and Cheryl at a Romantic Times convention about a couple of years ago, was it?
Yeah, it's, yes, I think it's been
I
like
think.
3 years.
Yeah, probably. And then last year, Cheryl and I took a road trip to Wildwood Deadwood Reeds in Deadwood, South Dakota. That was fun.
It was.
Mm-hmm. And
I plan on
being
going
editors,
again this year.
Yeah, well, we're not writing together this year, though, right? You're taking your mother, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm going to take my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun, though, I think. Yeah, it was a good time. Besides being editors and authors for Soulmate Publishing, they also collaborate under their name CC Cordelia. But today we're going to talk about The Soulmate Tree. First, can you, Char, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been writing for about 10 years. I've been published for 8. I live in a motorhome on the road most of the year. We are settling in South Texas because of Hurricane Harvey. We had some damage to a property down here. So we've settled at the property. We're doing a little bit of cleanup. It's getting better. We're getting there. We love South Texas, so it's no hardship to stay down here. But I work at my desk in my motorhome, and when we're on the road, the laptop goes in my lap where it belongs, and I just keep working.
Do you travel all over the country then, or?
We usually make 2 big trips a year. We go north in the summer for the cool weather. We go south in the winter for the warm weather. We usually try to do 1 or 2 trips to Alaska during the year because that's where we're from. And along the way, we visit however many family and friends we can. So, yeah, we pretty much travel.
My husband and I have always talked about doing that, but I don't know if I could give up a house and live in a trailer permanently. Must be interesting.
You can give it up. Believe me, everybody can downsize. If I can do it with all my thousands of books, anybody can do it.
We're going to be in Alaska this summer. So if you're still around, we'll have to try to connect up there. So, gorgeous country. How
we
about you, Cheryl?
We won't be going until
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I started writing in 2011. I had never written anything, and my husband bought me a Kindle, and I started reading these romance novels and fell in love with them. So I wrote my debut novel, Protecting Rose, and sent it out to a couple places and signed with Soulmate. And then it went on to win a national award. So I quit my job as a legal secretary, and now I write full-time and edit, and I love every moment of it, and I write from my home as well.
How did you both become editors with Soulmate?
Debbie approached me.
To editors.
Yeah, Debbie approached me about a year after I came on board and asked me if I'd like to be an editor, and I said, yeah.
Is that what happened with you too, Char?
Same thing. I was writing my second novel, Unsafe Haven, and I got an email that said, I'm looking for editors. What do you think? I said, I think I want to do it.
And that's kind of how Shar and I met, because we were both editors. So we started, you know, talking through email and stuff, and then by the time we met, we were old chums, and, you know, a couple years later, we were writing together, so.
And I'd have to say, with you guys being my editors, you're very good at what you do. Shar's
thank you.
Shar, what's your saying? Is something about, what is the rhyming words? What is it?
The echoes?
Can't remember.
The rhymes?
The echoes.
And echoes.
The echoes, yes.
Things that irritate me the worst as an editor?
Yes.
Okay, repeats, echoes, words in the same sentence that rhyme, and an overabundance of the word that.
And we all do it, even Shar and I, when
we write
our books, and we send them off to Debbie, and she spots them. As a writer, you get so involved into your stories that you fail to miss them, and that's just a natural thing that everybody does. We were just talking about echoes today, as a matter of fact, because it's, you know, it does make a story sound clunky if you have these echoes in there.
You know, and it's something that I didn't even notice until Shar pointed it out. It's like, now I notice it all the time.
Right.
I was talking with another writer friend, and all of a sudden we realized how many times we said the word that as we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we became so conscious of it. It was like hard to talk. So, it was kind of fun.
As a writer, you do it. As an editor, you see it. And when we write together or separately, we don't see we're doing it. But when we edit each other or ourselves, then we see it. It's a mindset. It really is.
Okay. You know, and I would love to have you on another show to talk about your collaboration as CC Cordelia.
Sure.
But right now, I would like to talk about the soulmate tree. Could you tell me a little bit about the soulmate tree?
Sure. The soulmate tree, I was thinking of putting together some kind of book series that we could utilize our authors. And so I'm trying to think of a hook, and I came up with the soulmate tree, the soulmate tree that connects lovers through time and space. And I got a hold of Shar, and it just kind of took off from there. And we put together all the parameters, and Shar wrote this poem, which I helped edit, but Shar has some poetry experience, and she put together this awesome poem, and then we refined it, and the soulmate tree was born.
Shar, do you have the poem with you that you could read?
Oh, I do. I have it right here, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
The idea was to have an ancient tree that would move across time and space, planets, dimensions, and connect soulmates in any era, in any place in the universe. If there was a need, the tree would find them, and all they had to do was touch the tree. So the poem of the legend goes like this. I'm old, I'm ancient, my purpose is clear, to give those who are needy a treasure so dear. They who come to my roots, touch my bark, stroke my leaves, find the soul of their lives if they but believe. When I call and you listen, your prize will be great. If your heart remains open and you don't hesitate, do you yearn? Be you lonely? Is your time yet at hand? Reach for me and I'll give to you. I'm yours to command. For your trust, for your faith, keep my secrets untold, and I'll gift you forever to have and to hold. And that's the poem.
I know the first time I read it, I was like very impressed.
It's like, very pretty, isn't it? Yes.
It is. It's pretty, you know.
And then it is. And that's kind of that's kind of the what holds the series together. So, you know, the poem is, that's why the poem is at the front of every book.
But each book is totally separate from each other book. So a reader can just pick up one book. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And then how did they
pop in anywhere in the series and read the book. Yeah.
Okay. I know I've read each one of the books, and it was just so interesting to see how the authors wove the tree into their stories.
Mm-hmm.
It was very mm-hmm. interesting in having. And thank you so much for inviting me to be part of it. And that's one of my other questions. How did you decide which of the soulmate authors, because they have a lot of authors. How did you decide which authors to invite to be part of this?
Char, did you want to get that?
Mm-hmm. When we first started talking about the series, our aim was to choose the soulmate authors who were serious, who had at least written 1 to 2 books with us, who had good promotional capabilities, good social networking skills, and had a genuine interest in creating something brand new. When we put the poem out as part of the parameter package, the authors who responded to us had such interest in the whole series as well as their individual stories. They were asked to present a query that had a proposal, how they were going to use the tree to bring the story to light, what era, what genre, what world they had decided to create in order to make their soulmate tree work for them. From the queries we got, we narrowed it down to what originally was 13 stories that we chose. So it would run from 1 January to the next January, 1 book a month. Once the stories got underway, the authors then presented us with a draft, and if we absolutely had to cut an author out because the draft didn't work, we would have done it. But all the stories were wonderful. We didn't even have to worry about that at all.
Oh, that's good. what to say about that? Because since I was part of it. It was so much fun to write. Yeah,
it's kind of an interesting process because, not only do Char and I write together, but now we edit together. So each of these books got 2 editors.
Yeah,
which
that
is,
was,
I think,
yeah.
probably a little unusual.
Well, and I think it made the book stronger, the editing stronger, what mm-hmm. one missed, the other one caught, or...
Yep.
And the covers, I mean, the first time I saw my cover or the picture of the tree, I was just blown away. It was like, wow, who designed the covers?
Ren Taylor is our cover artist, and she did a fabulous job.
Oh, she did. I mean, each mm-hmm. cover portrays the book so well.
Yes. Yes.
It's just like she was inside my head knowing exactly what I wanted on my cover.
Right. And I'm also the cover art coordinator, so I work with the artists. So that was kind of a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having them all branded was an excellent idea, too. The books, the series is branded as well. And that helps a great deal when the fonts are the same, when the soulmate tree image is the same. It all just went together so nicely. And that's one of the major successes of the series as a whole, is that any book you look at, you can immediately tell what you're looking at. You're looking at the series of the soulmate tree. There's no mistake.
Exactly. I mean, you can actually, see it from across the room and go, okay, that's a soulmate tree book. Because they all have kind
exactly.
of the same coloring. And well, the tree's the same. Could you tell us about some of the books and the authors? I mean, I'd like to give credit to all the authors because they were all, fantastic. And you guys wrote yours as Cece Cordelia.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. That's correct. But Realm of the Dragon was the first book in the series, which we wrote together. And it was our first attempt at a paranormal fantasy. And we had a lot of fun writing it. And it seems to be going
very
well with the readers.
It was very clever, I thought, the dragons and everything. I thought it was very clever. It's like, man, my mind wouldn't go that way. So
we had to do dragons. We had to.
We tossed around, no brainer there. Yeah, which one to do, and we just kept coming back to dragons, so we took it from there.
It was fun.
We had a lot of fun writing it. It was very creative process, I think, for all the authors.
I know I have a story behind mine, but it's not my my time to share. So how about some of the other authors and what genre they wrote in and title of their mm-hmm. book?
Well, we had a nostalgia called Can't Stop the Music, and that's by C.D. Hirsch. That was placed in Woodstock in 1969, Woodstock, and then revisited the story 10 years later to see what had happened to the two lovers who met during Woodstock and actually touched the tree during Woodstock, and then the tree found them again 10 years later. That was a very clever story.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. March's story was Between Venus and Mars. That was a sci-fi romance by S.C. Mitchell. And that, again, a very clever usage of worlds and dimensions and a little bit of humor. Cheryl edits S.C. Mitchell more than I do, and she was just thrilled that he had decided to write a sci-fi romance for the Soulmate Tree.
Yes.
Well, and that's kind of what he writes. Steve writes his science fiction.
That is right. And
he does.
He's very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's very good at it.
I enjoy his books.
Yeah.
I enjoy his books.
And then we had yours.
Now,
you were.
Yeah, I was going to say number four.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about yours, Tina?
You tell
mine
us.
Is
it's your book.
Okay. Mine is actually set in 1859 on the Oregon Trail, and I have to give credit to two of my granddaughters who came up with the idea. I told them I wanted to do a historical, and the granddaughter who was in sixth grade at the time yells out, Oregon Trail, and I think they were studying it in school. And they sat down, the other one was in third grade, and sat down and came up with my characters and did research. And so it was a lot of fun. And I actually dedicated the book to them, but they can't read it.
Right.
Yeah, not yet. Although the older one's in eighth grade now, and she keeps telling me she's old enough. And I'm like, you may think you're old enough, but I'm not old enough to think you're old enough. So
my oldest grandson
is
18.
Or later.
He's not old
Pardon?
Enough.
Yeah.
But my oldest grandson is 18, and he's not old enough to read my book.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yep.
Okay, on to book five.
Okay, and the
book
next
five.
One was Make Me a Match by
mm-hmm.
Mackenzie Lucas.
Contemporary.
A contemporary, and it's about matchmaking, mm-hmm. and it's a very emotional read and very sweet.
Okay.
And then book six was A Promise Remembered by Erin S. Riley. That was a stretch for her because she is a historical author. She writes Viking romance. And she wanted to try her hand at a contemporary. So she decided to try her hand at this one. And it was teenage lovers who revisit their love years later after one of them has passed away, but there is a dimensional pull that brings them back together again. So now we have a contemporary, but it works from one dimension to the other. So it's almost, but not quite
it's more
a
fantasy.
Ghost story.
It almost feels like a fantasy, really. The way
it was really cleverly done.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a great job. For someone who does just historical, she did a great job writing a contemporary romance.
Right.
You know, after hearing about these so far, I feel like I need to reread them.
Yeah, they're all excellent. Yeah,
they really are.
And Maggie Munday did the book seven, and of course it's about vampires, and who doesn't love vampires, right? I love vampires.
I love
See,
them
I'm not
too.
A I'm not a vampire fan, but I enjoyed the book. If there's a vampire book that's well written,
yeah,
then I'll enjoy it. But yeah, it's not my top one, but I enjoyed that one. That was good.
That was a fun
okay.
one. It really was. Let's see. Then we've got Once Upon a Lady. I believe that was September's book. And that was by Addie Jo Riley. And Addie Jo writes Regency romance. And she is another excellent writer of historical romance. And she kept her Regency theme. And this one was just a delight. It was your typical the Lord meets the lady, and then what's he to do with her? But she wove the tree in such a way that it just brought you back to the era, but it still remained a fresh read. It was very good.
Okay, who's next then?
Well, Sweet Sacrifice by L.D. Rose, who's one of Char's authors, so I think she'd love to tell you about this amazing book.
Okay.
L.D. Rose writes dark fantasy, paranormal, some erotica, but it's all on the paranormal side. And Sweet Sacrifice is an angel story. And the premise that the hero had died in a war and found a way to return as an angel. And because the tree brought him to her, knowing that at that moment in her depression and in her agony of losing him, that she needed him. And it was his chance to see his wife one more time. And so it was a defiance of living in the heavenly realm as an angel to come back to earth and reconnect with his wife. It was very, very wonderfully done. It was dark, but yet it held so much hope, and it had an extremely happy ending.
Well, it was emotional, too, if I remember that one. I mean, you
very,
felt the,
very, yes.
You felt the pain, you know?
You felt their pain, yes.
Yep, that one. That was a really good one. Well, they all were, but that one resonated with me for some reason.
Yeah, it was very, very emotional.
And The Soul Song was by Mika Howard, who are actually sister-in-laws. they write diesel punk, and this is out of their diesel punk world, and it's a fantasy, pure fantasy, really, because the soulmate tree is actually in another dimension where this woman is drawn to, which, you know, first she thinks she's dead, and the hero is an eagle shifter, and he's got to figure out how to get her from this world back into the living. It's lots of fun. It's tons of humor and lots of romance.
Did you say diesel punk? Diesel punk?
Diesel punk, yeah, diesel punk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Very unique. It's the steam engines, you know. It's just a very short period of history where the diesel engines came to life. Yeah, and in the diesel punk world that these girls write, this created a war between the shifters who are hidden because now the diesel is poisoning them, so they have to come out of their hiding, and there's a diesel wars, and it's really a lot of fun. So this was drawn from their diesel punk world.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't heard of that term before, and you know, like I said, go back and read it. So now that I know,
right?
It is
quite unique.
It's interesting. It's a cross between historical. It's a cross between the paranormal and the Industrial Revolution. If you can, that's kind of it's kind of hard to picture, but that's what it is. But it's very clever. Very clever writing. Great usage of terms that you've never heard before, but once you start reading them and they become part of your vocabulary and your glossary, you find you can pick them out anywhere. Any diesel punk that you read, you'll catch those same phrases, and they'll be a part of you the same way a historical reader would catch a turn of phrase and hold on to it, because this is the genre that they read all the time. It's very clever.
Are these made-up terms, or are these terms that are actually used during that period in history, the diesel, you know, when the diesel engines came around?
I have no idea.
I
think
about
they're mostly made up.
Okay. It always amazes me how, you know, people can make up these fantasy worlds and, you know, make them seem so real.
That's right.
Exactly.
Like a dragon shifter, right?
Like dragon shifters.
Let's see. The 11th book was The Storm Within, and that's written by Sirian Hebert. And Sirian is a pretty straightforward contemporary writer. So her book was very contemporary, and it was a lost in the storm, find each other, friends to lovers kind of setup that, again, the tree brings one who is grieving to one who is lonely. And the relationship, these are two people who've known each other for several years and would never in a million years have gone for each other, but the tree knows their soulmates. They need to learn it themselves. And it's so the premise of The Storm Within, the title itself, fits perfectly with what each of them feels as they come together in the story. And once again, the soulmate tree has done its job.
Okay.
And then the last one was Finding Faith by April Luna. And hers is a little on the darker side as well. We do have a few of those, which they're fun. I like dark paranormals. And this one, it's quite unique where the heroine is traveling through dimensions and she's fleeing those who want to kill her. And actually the hero in past dimensions has been one of those people trying to kill her. So it's the story of them finally connecting and realizing that, you know, they're kind of caught in this loop. And all about, then now he goes from being this person who wants to kill her, and I think maybe even did kill her in other dimensions, to someone who wants to save her. It's quite unique.
I would say, I think I remember that one better because that one just came out in January.
It did.
Past January,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
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 it was the last
book
out
in the series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the heat level of these books?
They're steamy.
I mean,
steamy. All of them are steamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some are extremely steamy and some are a little lighter. You know, we left that up to the author, but we did want some heat level because, you know, that's kind of the way we like our books, and that's the kind of books we sign and it's the kind of books we write. And so when we put together this series, we wanted something that, you know, we could really sink our teeth into and make it work. So there is
okay.
a certain heat level that was required.
There was.
But not erotica. We stopped short of erotica.
No. I do,
yeah, and
I
there's
do
a,
say
and
that
there's a difference.
The,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say the authors who participated, not all of them were comfortable with writing a strong love scene or a strong love story, but they rose to the occasion and they all did very well. I was impressed. I wondered about a few of them, but they all rose to the occasion, and they did a great job.
Yeah, I think the love scenes are very satisfying.
Well, and I think that's the thing is, you know, besides the tree, it's the romance that's in
right.
it. You know,
well, that's right.
The
tree is what brings them together. So, you know, it's kind of the catalyst of the story, but it's the romance that drives the story. They're all character-driven. Novellas.
Yes, true.
And they're available in both ebook and paperback.
That is correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know as we were talking, I was thinking, you know, I need to get them all in paperback. I have them on my shelf,
too.
So I can probably
well,
I can get yours at Deadwood from you.
That's right. I'm bringing tons of books with me.
Yeah, cool. But, yeah, I feel like my van's going to be writing, you know, the back end's going to be writing low.
Yep.
Bringing all my books along. So is there any plans for, you know, more books?
The jury's still out on that. We're just kind of kicking it around. We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
That's true.
I have an idea. So that's been brewing in my head. So.
There's a possibility, at this point, there's a possibility for one more. There was a 13th soulmate book. Patricia Fisher had proposed Locket of Love, which is a time travel. And the locket is what moves the time travel itself. It's an antique locket the heroine wears that propels her through time to meet her soulmate. She had a few health issues during the beginning of the year when these books were due and could not fulfill her deadline, galley deadline. But she has since asked if she can finish the book and include it as part of the series. And we've said, yes, certainly we want it. And we had already talked about continuing the series itself and taking it into another year. So her book, when completed, would be the next loop or the part two, I guess, if you wanted to call it, or the volume two, we could we could call it that. So at least one more. And if there is an interest, maybe more than that.
If there's an interest, yes. And that includes the authors as well, if there's an interest in with enough authors to continue it. So it's yet to be determined.
Oh, okay. Because I it's such a fascinating idea. I mean, when you proposed it, I'm like, well, this is really, really neat. When I go to book signings, I'm always explaining how you guys came up with this idea and the tree, and, their eyes just kind of light up like, ooh, this sounds really good.
Yeah, we actually would love to continue it. So we'll see. We just haven't had a chance to sit down and formulate a plan or anything yet.
Well, yeah, we're not busy or anything at all.
I was just going to say that you're not doing anything. Just sitting around.
Right.
Sitting
we're not doing.
I don't
around,
know how you.
Just,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say we're just sitting around doing nothing right now.
I don't know how you find the time to edit and write. I mean, because you each write your own books, plus you write your books together as CC Cordelia, and then you are also editors. I mean, how do you find the time?
Well, we're insane. I mean, no other
do you sleep?
Yes, we are insane. But we're busy all the time. Life never gets boring. So I remember before I started writing it, it's like, what am I going to do? What's on TV? What can we do? I never have those thoughts anymore. I always have something to do. So it's all good.
Well, our time is just about up. So is there anything else you want to add about the Soulmate Tree that we haven't touched on?
Well, they can be found on Amazon.com. And search for the Soulmate Tree, they will find the series. And we hope everybody looks for them and enjoys them.
I'm sure they will enjoy
them. That was our wish, to hope to go out and look for them and collect them and enjoy them and maybe read them more than once.
And leave reviews, please.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. Reviews. That's our paycheck, is our reviews.
That's right. We love reviews.
I definitely plan on rereading them. So, because, you're talking about them. It's like, that's right. I remember that one. And, I need to read those again. So, well, thank you so much for joining me on your book garden. And I would love to have you back to talk about your collaboration at CC Cordelia.
Oh, we would love to be back, and thank you for inviting us.
We'd enjoy that, too. Thank you so much,
Tina. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.